Thanks for joining us for another episode of Full Blown Charades. I'm Donald Thomas.
And I'm Thomas J. Mays. I go by Tommy.
This is the only podcast with two Thomases and no promises.
That's right. We're promising nothing.
Hey, it's 11:59 59 seconds. Welcome to Full Blown Charades.
Ha-ha!
We're actually recording at 11:59. That's a weird coincidence. But it's now midnight, so let's talk about At Midnight.
At Midnight. Fuck, that is an amazing show on Comedy Central.
I hear it's actually doing well. It's one of those things where I thought, this show is so good and no one's probably watching it.
Yeah, that's exactly how I feel about it, especially because the midnight on Comedy Central is always a death slot.
Yeah. It's like, who the fuck should we watch? Like, who's really watching that shit?
I think it helps a lot that because I actually wanted to watch it at work. I get to work at midnight, so I was like, fuck, this is perfect. I don't have anything to do for a half hour. I'll watch that. So I tried to tune to it, and then I realized that we have DirecTV at work, and it's actually on at 9 o'clock.
That's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
At 9 doesn't work. It doesn't have the same effect to it. I was wondering how they got that Twitter handle. Like, one else had midnight?
No, they had to have bought it.
Yeah. I wonder how much that goes for.
That's tweet at formerly midnight.
At formerly midnight. The artist. I wish we could go back in the history somehow.
Right.
Oh, fuck. That's a really good show. I don't know if enough people are watching it. It's just really funny.
Here's the thing. When I first saw the promos for it, I was like, oh, look, another goddamn Chris Hardwick show.
Yeah, and like the concept didn't really seem clear away.
I was like, this is going to be terrible. I didn't watch it at all on Comedy Central. The first time I saw it was on Hulu Plus.
I only knew about it because like, he kept like pimping it out on the Nerdist podcast. Yeah. He kept saying, hey, I have a new show come up. It's a game show, but not. I'm like, okay, why the fuck am I going to watch that?
Yeah, is it a game show or is it not a game show, you fucking asshole?
And he would always say, yeah, it's a game show, but not really with comedians. I'm like, I'm going to give you one shot, and that's all you're getting. It ended up being really good.
I ended up watching 4 episodes in a row.
Damn.
The first time I saw it, because it was that good.
Yeah.
It's so perfect the way the show is. Like, he'll take shit from Reddit, he'll take shit from Gawker, just things like viral videos from YouTube, and then comedians just talk shit about it.
Yeah, it's just a game show based on social media of the day. So
whatever happened that day.
Whoever had those, like, compile it all and just talk shit about it, and it's, they do it for points, and it's awesome.
It's like a cross between, like, Tosh.0, a game show, and what else? There's some other element to it. Just comedians in a room together, really.
It's sort of podcasty in a way, but not really.
I would listen to the shit out of it if it was a podcast.
Yeah, we're just saying that should be a podcast, and then the actual Nerdist podcast should just be like a show. Like, I know they have the Nerdist show, but it's not like, you know, the one on BBC America, but it's not the same.
Yeah, it could just be like Inside the Actor Studio, but for comedians.
Yeah.
They've had that before, though. Like, they had the Green Room with Paul Prevenza on, I think it was on Showtime, which was actually really good to watch.
What was that, Dinner for Five? That was just actors, huh?
I have no idea. I've never even heard of that.
It was a show like way back in the day, with, or maybe like, at least 10 years ago, with like Jon Favreau. It'd be him and like four dudes or something just sitting at a table eating dinner and just talking about whatever.
I fucking love shows like that.
It wasn't as good as it sounded.
Really?
I don't really remember it being that good. It was on IFC like way back in the day. Yeah, Dinner for Five.
I remember Party of Five.
It wasn't quite like that. It wasn't as depressing as Party of Five. Okay, how did the parents of Party of Five die?
Probably popping out five babies.
Because, like, it's like, was it five kids, or was it, like, three kids and two other
No, there were five of them.
Okay, because it seems like the plot kind of starts off like The Outsiders, whereas The Outsiders kind of, like, found solace in, you know, like, the gang life. Party of Five just kind of did white people shit.
That's really what they should have called the show.
White people shit.
It's way too edgy for back then, though.
Yeah. I guess different decades. Like,
Party of Five is the 90s version of white people shit.
It's,
because if you're Mexican, it's Party of 11. And if you're black, it's Party of Who's Your Daddy.
If you're black, you're on Maury. That's what it is.
The lie detector has determined that was a lie.
Do they have any other episodes other than lie detector episodes on Maury?
They used to have the, like, Maury used to be just like any other show, but then he found his bread and butter, apparently.
Yeah, because like everybody tunes in for that. You can't even say Maury without people thinking, oh, pregnancy test.
Yeah.
Fucking
crazy. Oh, well, let's talk about other stuff.
Other cool
shit. Just remember, watch At Midnight. It's on 4 times a week. I watch it on Hulu Plus, which is definitely worth the money, $7.99 a month.
I always DVR and like watch it in the morning, which is weird.
That is pretty weird, but at the same time, it's kind of like a refresher.
Yeah.
This is what happened yesterday, and it kind of brightened your whole day.
It sucks when I get them all backed up, though, because I'm like watching, I watched a Halloween episode of yesterday, I think. The one in costume and stuff.
Who's a fucking Cobra Kai?
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
That took me a second, too. I'm like, that's a familiar-ass skeleton. And then he's all like, he actually said sweep the leg later on. I'm like, this motherfucker. What was it? What did I do? Speaking of costumes, I went to the Kamikaze convention this weekend. And I did cosplay for the first time. Never done that before. I dressed the 10th Doctor from Doctor Who. And we get there, and this guy runs up to us. And he was like, oh, hey, man, we're doing a Doctor Who meetup at 4 o'clock. Come by. And I'm like, I'm going to fucking do that. Because why not? Might as well go the whole nine if I'm dressed up, right? So I show up and end up being like between everybody that did like, you know, classic Doctor Who dress up and like the newer generation and all that, about 50 people or so. And we do the group photo, right? We're all posing and all that. And I just hear these people behind us go, fucking nerds or something like that.
Like, you're at a fucking comic book convention.
That was my own point. I kind of looked like, who the fuck said that? It's some guy dressed as like, he's wearing like a, how do I describe it? He has a fucking Guitar Hero guitar and like a wig on and shit. So it kind of looks like he's like playing in a metal band, but not really. It has to be from something. I can't remember what though. But I'm like, dude, you're dressed up too. And you're at a comic convention. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
and you had to pay to get in, right?
You had to pay to get in. Well, like, we were technically in the lobby at the time. So you technically could have just dressed up and hung out in the lobby for free.
But that almost seems like more of a nerd thing to do than actually pay to get in.
Yeah, because like you have to pay to get into the convention itself, or you could just hang out and see people in costume. Cause,
and then just call them nerds?
Yeah, because there were some people that did just hang out in the lobby with their costume and just pose for cameras. A lot of that shit going on. But most people would pay the money to go see the panels and go in, you know, walk around the convention floor and all that
shit. What a weird fucking thing to do to anyone.
Just call them nerds like that?
Unless it was supposed to be like in jest.
It might have been. Well, I mean, we were doing some nerdy shit.
Like pointing all your sonic screwdrivers at the camera?
Yeah, well, that was cool.
Honestly, here's what I, when I saw that picture of all the Doctor Who's together and like pointing, I was like, I would feel like such a fucking asshole with all these people dressed at the same thing as me, all standing around me.
You know what you do when you see all those people dressed and all that? You're just kind of like, you start like going like girl mode almost and be like, theirs looks better than mine.
Oh, he's got the actual shoes.
Dude, yeah, like there's one guy. He cosplays 10th Doctor, but he worked at one of the fucking just like vendors, right?
Cheating.
It's kind of cheating because like they sold Doctor Who shit, and it's like clearly you have the money to buy the officially licensed stuff and get like the fucking actual suit tailored and all that. Whereas mine came the fucking Goodwill. It's
like, yours looked dramatically similar to some of the others for where you actually got it.
Yeah, mine is like close enough, especially for what I paid. Whereas like some of these people probably paid like in the hundreds for their suits, which is insane.
That is okay. I'll call those people fucking nerds.
But that's extreme. Yeah, like I was walking around, right, and I see this one guy. He's dressed as the 11th Doctor, right? He sees me and he goes like bearded 10 and keeps walking. And I didn't say anything, but Aaliyah's like, "Did he say bearded 10?" I'm like, "Yeah, he did." Aaliyah's like, "You should have said fucking Asian 11 to him." And I'm like, "Aaliyah, that's obvious and racist, and I'm not that guy."
You really should have though.
Oh, the only cool thing about the coolest moment dressing up, though, was, like, I was walking around, and then this mom comes up with, like, her little girl, right? And the mom's like, "Hey, can she take your photo, her photo with you?" I'm like, "Oh, yeah, for sure." And I'm like, "Do you want to hold the Sonic?" She's like, "Yeah, sure." And she, like, holds the Sonic screwdriver while I take the photo. And she's all like, "I'm so excited. We're going to go watch the 50th in theaters. I'm so excited." All that, like, freaking out. I'm like, "Oh, it's going to be awesome." I'm like, yeah. And that was really it.
That's a good story.
I made her fucking day. And I was like, the only good point to wearing the costume.
Other than she didn't even care about your beard.
She didn't care about the beard. Everybody else was being a dick about it. That meetup was weird, though. But what are you going to do? A lot of that.
I guess you're going to talk about something else.
Yeah, that's all I got. Comic conventions are weird, man. What else can we talk about? Weird thing to happen to me earlier. Out of the blue, yesterday, my ex-girlfriend wrote me. I said, "Hey, so I have to ask you something."
Your ex-girlfriend or your ex-wife?
Ex-girlfriend. So okay. Before the ex-wife. This is like a few girlfriends ago. Back when, right before Obama got elected, like when Bush still in office, like, because I told her I was pro-Obama, right? I was like,
pro-Obama or no-Obama?
Yeah, I said, I'm definitely voting for Obama. But who was he running? Was it John McCain at the time? John McCain, Sarah Palin?
Yes.
I said, yeah, none of that. I'm voting for Obama. She's like, you're fucking dumb. Fucking vote for McCain and all that, right? She's a hardcore McCainiac. So, like, I didn't make that up. The origins of that was, like, they had, like, all the fucking candidates on, like, wrestling at the time, and they made up their own little dumb wrestling names for themselves. I forgot what Hillary Clinton was. It was something stupid. Barack said he was going to do a Barack bottom to his opponent. And then McCain has McCainiacs. So anyways, I voted for Obama. We broke up shortly after that for unrelated reasons, I'm sure.
No, they were definitely related.
So now it's like, you know, way the fuck after the fact, you know? Like, what, like 5 years later? So she writes me out of nowhere. It's like, because we're Facebook friends. We don't really talk that much. So she's like, hey, so I want to ask you something. So how do you feel about your precious Obama now?
What do you say to that?
I said, it's best not to think about it. It's like, no, but seriously, he's fucking up the country, isn't he?
I'm but
like,
there's so much shit that Obama gets blamed for that isn't even his fault.
Yeah, and I didn't really want to get into it with her because, like, one, it's like I don't follow the politics closely enough to be, like, you know, a good enough debater, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, cool. Like, you want to ask me, you know, my opinions on, like, fucking American Horror Story, Walking Dead? I will talk to you for a few hours. Obama, it's like, all right.
Yeah, you just you read the headlines, but you don't ever get farther into it than that.
Yeah, I'll like scroll through Reddit. Oh, Obama did something, and keep going until I see, you know, cats or something. I don't know. Like
that's the best way to live your life. Otherwise, you're just going to end up with high blood pressure.
Yeah, because people get way too worked up about that shit, and it's like, no, I don't want
to
do all that.
I'll just try to read comments sometimes, comments on articles, and I'll get like 6 or 7 deep in them all. That's enough for me.
Yeah, because they get like way too heated. And, like, I didn't want to start doing that and argue with her about, you know, Obama and shit. Because like, he's made some mistakes, like, you know, but I'm not going to fucking, like, stress about it. So I just told her, like, yeah, what, it's best to ignore it, not think about it. What are you going to do? And that was really the end of that.
But see, there's all kinds of stuff that Obama gets blamed for that, like, he has no control over. There's, like, the head of the CIA, the head of the NSA. They're doing their own thing. They're not getting orders directly from the president on every single thing they do.
Yeah.
But, of course, there's somebody who might be listening to this that just got super pissed off and is yelling, yes, they fucking do right now.
We have some of those listeners, don't we? Like, it sucks. Like, some people do follow the politics closely, and they're probably pissed off. It's like, these motherfuckers aren't paying attention. Wake it up.
You fucking
What's
sheep.
What's really going on?
You fucking sheep.
You're sitting there playing your stupid video games, watching your stupid TV shows. There's real stuff going on out there.
Turn off your fucking television, you fucking sheep.
We need to stop Coney.
Bah! Like, for real.
It's just like, okay, like, do what you want. Like, I'm just, that's too much research.
Honestly,
for me.
Sometimes I feel like everything is not a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some shit that we don't know about. There's some shit that's definitely wrong, but not every single thing is a conspiracy.
I always think back to The Matrix, you know, where it's like, remember that part where, this is getting specific, but like when Cyrus is having steak with like Agent Smith inside The Matrix, and he's actively saying he wants to get out and not know The Matrix is real because ignorance is bliss.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I feel sometimes.
Yeah, like, basically.
I'd rather enjoy my steak in a nice restaurant than think, oh, you know what? No, I'm actually inside a machine. They use me as a kind of battery. I don't want to know that.
Yeah, just enjoy your fucking steak.
Yeah, enjoy your burrito, as they say on that fucking show.
But that's the thing, though, that like sometimes I feel like there's people that call everybody else sheep, but they're also sheep for believing everything is a fucking conspiracy in itself.
Yes, it feeds into itself.
So go ahead and call everybody else sheep, but guess what? It's a two-headed coin.
We're all sheep for something. At some level, it's like we're following a herd doing something, you know? It gets weird, like, what, even other shit, too, where people try, like, so hard just to be an individual in general, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, get all elitist about shit.
What I hate is when people spread misinformation.
Yeah.
Like, talk shit all you want about whoever you want, okay?
As long as it's factual.
But make it fucking factual. There's shit going around. I saw another comedian post on it the other day. It was a list of like 50 things that Obama's the first on. Like, Obama's the first to have like free cell phones with Medicare shit, you know, shit like that. Just a whole list of things. And 4 of them were true. 4 of them were true.
I hate when people share those photos, you know, like from the anti-Obama pages. And, like, that's clearly not true. Like, I don't even, like, I don't do research for the most part for a lot of shit. But it's like, I don't even have to do the research to know that's bullshit.
Yeah.
I have no examples right now, but you get
like,
my
there'll
point.
There'll be times that are like, Congress makes $200,000 a year, plus they get a pension of $400,000 a year for life. And I'll look it up, and I'm like, that's not right. And I'll have to put all the facts in there. Yeah, but you get the idea. Okay, if I get the idea, but fucking spread the actual truth.
Oh, shit. I remembered one I saw that was really retarded. It was something like we have 3 million people who signed up for, or hold on, 300 million people signed up for Obamacare, and it's going to cost like $300 million to actually finance Obamacare. So it's like, it would make more sense to give all those people $1 million. I'm like, No, that's not how math works. Nope. There's people sharing it like, see, this is legit information because they put it on a picture. You put the words on the picture. That's true. You can't just print whatever you want.
Hashtag Romney rules with a Z.
Fucking A, dude. It's like, come on. Like, you got to be fucking with me.
Yeah. And it's not even that I'm, you know, so much pro Obama or no Obama, you know, it's just, it is what it is at this point.
That's how I feel. Like, at first I was like, yeah, Obama. But now I'm like, what do you get? Just write it out, I guess. Let's write it out.
I'd still rather have what him in office doing what he's doing than an out of touch millionaire, though.
I feel like we definitely would have had like legit Sharknados had Romney been elected.
And see, that's the problem. It's not that I'm so pro-Democrat. It's just the Republican Party has not put up anybody that's actually worthwhile.
Exactly. It's not even so much like a party affiliation. It's more like, I'm going to vote for the lesser piece of shit.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think McCain would have had an honest chance if it wouldn't have been for fucking Sarah Palin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Sarah Palin. That was my whole thing, too. It's like, I don't want to vote for McCain and then he died because of the pressures of office.
That's
and then
the exact
Sarah
reason.
Palin's president. You ever watch that fucking Moon Nazi movie?
Fucking ridiculous.
She's the president in that movie. And all that stuff that happens in there seems like it would actually happen if she were president.
Yeah, she
there would be fucking Moon Nazis. Think about that. Christ.
Yeah, he had a real fighting chance. You know, he was an American war hero.
I was going to vote for Hillary Clinton, but she didn't get the nomination.
She's supposed to. I think she's heading there next time.
Because then if she's in there, then Bill's in there. And then we're back.
We're back, baby. Yeah.
Oh, man. Because, like, you know, she's going to go to Bill for advice. So it's like he's the president
what
again.
What if she gets caught getting her dick sucked?
Oh, that would be the best. That would be the coolest shit ever. By Monica Lewinsky.
She's just a little older, a little more wrinkly, still same sandpaper tongue.
Oh God, that went too far. Oh, we need,
let's move on.
Yeah, I was gonna say we need to move on. Some reason that whole thing reminded me that about the whole SNL controversy. Did you hear about that or no?
Yeah,
it's whatever. We gotta talk about it.
Google it.
Google it. Black people being put down by Lorne Michaels. That's it.
SNL black women.
Black women. The only thing I heard that was new that I didn't know is I guess Kenan Thompson took a stance on that whole issue.
But at the same time, people are blowing it out of proportion. Like, they tried to say that he said that the reason there are not more black women on SNL is because black women aren't funny. But that's not what he said.
He just said there's like
they're not ready during the auditions.
It has nothing to do with race. It's just the people they've seen haven't really been good enough. Yeah, you're not going to hire somebody that's not good just because they're black. I get that.
Yeah. SNL, as shitty as it's been lately, that's prime time for what they do.
Yeah.
That is the main stage, you know?
Yeah, they still need the best people even though, like, they're not doing the best show right now. It's still hit or miss, and I think a lot of it kind of sometimes does depend on the hosts themselves. Because that Bruce Willis episode was shitty.
I almost never, ever watch SNL anymore. The only time I'll ever watch SNL is if there's some, like, hype the day after. Then I'll go and check out
then
the episodes.
Then you know it's good, yeah. Like, the Miley Cyrus one is good.
The only thing I saw from her was that parody of her video, but that was fantastic.
That was fucking solid. But anyway. That's not what we're going to talk about. What we're going to talk about was those stupid-ass Facebook games that have been going around.
Oh, dear God.
We all know about the giraffes.
Not only that, the fucking giraffe answer is wrong.
Yeah, because, like, for guys... If you somehow missed it, the giraffe thing is, it's a riddle where it's like, okay, you're asleep and you wake up and you hear your doorbell, right? And your parents are outside because they want to eat breakfast. It's 3 a.m. and you have all these different ingredients, blah, blah, blah. What do you open first? That's the riddle.
And the answer that everybody's been saying is, well, somebody will think, well, obviously open, you know, the door. But other people are like, no, it's your eyes, stupid.
Yeah, like, no, the door's the obvious answer. You open your eyes. But it's like, no, it says you woke up.
Yeah, if you're awake, your eyes are fucking open.
Yeah, it says, okay, you woke up because your parents are there. And then what do you open?
It's the fucking door.
Order.
Because, no, part of the riddle is there's wine, there's eggs and all that. And you're supposed to be thinking, oh, well, I guess I open the wine.
Yeah, so it's all bait and switch there. And then people try to say, no, it's really another bait and switch. You're stupid. I'm smart. I'm not the giraffe.
It's the door. The first thing you open is the fucking door.
Yep. Because if you're awake, your eyes are open. That's fucking... I saw so many goddamn giraffes.
I refuse to even do it. Fuck you.
I never did it, but I kept seeing other people do it, though. And, like, I got mad because I posted a thing and, like, it got no love. Because I said, guys, clearly the answer is the first thing you open is a pack of condoms.
I didn't even see that.
I was kind of trying to tell myself no one saw it, and I was going to, like, repost it again.
Stop fucking posting everything through Twitter.
I feel like it's two birds with one stone. That's why I do it.
Stop it.
I really should. I've been trying to post more on Facebook lately because I noticed if I do it directly on Facebook, I get more attention.
That's because people fucking see it.
Yeah, whereas Twitter, for some reason, gets lost in translation on Twitter.
I don't see half your shit unless I go to your page to tell you something and then scroll down.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to switch it. I'm going to post directly on Facebook to have it go to Twitter instead because, you know, no one ever pays attention to me on Twitter anyway.
That's what I was going to say. It's not like you're getting a bunch of retweets or anything.
I'll get like one a week at best. Fucking the other Facebook thing that's dumb. Have you been seeing those weird vague statuses lately? Hold on, let me explain really quick. What it is, it's a sort of riddle. No, it's not a riddle, I'm sorry. It's like those breast cancer things where they don't really make sense, and you're supposed to ask people about it. It would take forever to load right now. Here we go. Facebook status game, beware. It's being invaded once again. It's another draft thing, but even more pointless. Here's what it is. What you do is you post one of eight different statuses. So here's the options. I've been in 42 relationships. I think I like someone. What should I do? My mom arranged me for a blind date. Someone invited me to be a prostitute. What should I do?
You should fuck them for money on the real.
I've forgotten to wear my underwear today. I'm going to confess.
I have seen that one.
You saw that. Okay, that's one of them. I still love my ex, and we're getting married in a few days.
Curiously enough, the only one I saw was the no underwear one.
See, originally, I saw how you deciphered that it was actually a riddle, or a game, I mean, is somebody posted the blind date one, and then another completely unrelated friend of the first one posted the same thing. I'm like, why would they both be on blind dates? That's weird. That their mom set up. That's specific wording. Almost exactly. So I Googled it and found this, right? Whole list of them. And then I read, like, a little bit farther, the agenda behind the craze. And it's, like, four paragraphs, and just, like, it's for fun. I'm like, why the fuck?
So it's completely fucking pointless.
So there's no point to it. It's just like, oh, it's to see who's really paying attention.
Man, fuck you, Facebook.
The idea is like, you're not supposed to respond. You're not supposed to like tell them anything at all. You just wait for them to like or comment and then completely ignore them until you send them a private message. Say, here's the game. And that's it.
How fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's no breast cancer thing. No nothing. It's just a game that doesn't really go anywhere.
I'm going to start my own. It's just going to be I ejaculate all over my iPad.
I told Aaliyah what she should do is like post a real one and then like wait for people to like and you know whatever and send them a message and change every other answer to something obscene. Like I could still smell my dad's underwear all these years later. Or like or I had an abortion in junior year.
No, let's do that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Or what else? I don't even think about killing that homeless man anymore.
What else? My foot fungus has really cleared up.
I wish I didn't throw up all that Drano. You know, just shit like that.
Round two but, tonight.
But here's the positive thing to these, like, you know, the draft game and the weird status game is lately I've been on this like hiding spree on Facebook. I'm just hiding a shitload of people because I'm like,
yeah.
I'm starting to think, okay, I don't care what you have to say, and clearly you don't care what I have to say because like I'm looking at these names and like I know this person has never liked or commented on anything I've ever said. So they probably have me hidden anyways, or they don't, and they don't give a shit. So clearly, we're just in this weird relationship where I don't care about them, they don't care about me.
So you might as well just delete them.
We don't want to unfriend each other, but I'm going to keep the option open and just hide you. So I've been hiding a lot of people lately, right? And these games have made it so much easier because now I'm like, oh, clearly they're a fucking idiot because they're a giraffe. I'm going to hide them. Or like,
fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
And I'm like, oh, your mother arranged for you for a blind date? Well, I arranged for you to get fucking hit from my feet. I don't know why I laughed so much through that. It wasn't even that funny.
You're super excited about it.
I was like, I have this big bit planned, guys. Like, what the fuck ever. But no, I seriously hit like eight people because of that thing. Because fuck them. Other news going on. All right. What do you want to start with?
I don't have to start. You can start.
Okay, fuck it. Just got announced today that all the rest of there's still Blockbusters. Apparently, they just got closed.
Like 300 Blockbusters.
There was still 300, which I thought it'd either be more than that or way less than that.
Well, they started out with 9,000, so it's actually a hugely small number.
All right, 9,000 is how much they had like in their prime or when?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I remember they closed a bunch before, like when they closed the ones like locally.
Yeah, they started with 9,000, then they kept cutting them, and then they had 300 corporate stores left. Apparently, there's still going to be some blockbuster franchises, but that doesn't seem to make any sense to me because they're essentially shuttering their whole business.
Yeah, because like...
they're closing all 300 of their corporate stores. They're closing down their DVD by mail business. And I'm pretty sure the only thing they even have left is the fact that they are licensing the name to Dish Network to use Blockbuster at home.
But even then, it's like, what does the name mean? It's kind of like an embarrassment at this, right?
Yeah, you know, like that's not a thing that I'm going to sign up for Dish Network for.
It's like, oh yeah, Blockbuster? It's more of like, oh, I remember that.
Yeah. And curiously enough, I have a fucking Blockbuster card still in my wallet.
I saw you post it on Facebook. I was like, Jesus Christ, that's like a fucking...
It shows that it was issued in the year 2000.
What's cool is back when I worked there, I was able to run the machine so I could just make fake ones.
Why would you do that, though?
I don't know, just because. Like, I didn't really do anything. I made, like, one fake one once for Chris. And I put, some random name. It's still linked to his account. But I think it said, Ponyboy Miranda instead of Chris Miranda.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't really that funny. It was funny to me, though. With the power.
The worst part to me is that they're actually shuttering their DVD by mail business, but it's a good thing coming because I've had that service for probably 4 or 5 years now. And it was always okay, you know. New releases would come out. I'd put them at the top of my queue just like you would for Netflix, but they'd come. And I liked it because they didn't charge more for Blu-rays. But the last 3 months or so, it's been fucking terrible. Like, I have 20 movies in my queue. They all say long wait, extra long wait, medium wait. Like, there's not a single one in my queue that's available right now.
Jesus Christ.
So, I mean, they've known for a long time it's coming. But the last 3 months particularly, they had to have just stopped buying any stock.
Yeah, they're just like, on their last legs already. Like, didn't it take longer than Netflix's disc service to get there too?
Sometimes it would. Like, there's a 28-day wait between new releases and when Netflix can rent them.
Yeah.
But like, there's movies in my queue, like The Croods, that came out a month ago and are still unavailable. You know, shit like that. Still very long wait.
You wanted to watch The Croods?
Only because the trailer looked really fucking funny.
I heard it was a piece of shit.
So did I, but the trailer looked really fucking funny.
Even remember the trailer? I tried a few Blockbuster online accounts like way back in the day when it was in its prime or whatever. I did a trial or whatever, and it always took like at least 2 more days than Netflix would, you know?
Well, not really. Like, if I mail it out on a Monday, then they'll have it on Wednesday and mail me out another. I'll have it by Thursday or Friday. So it takes a little bit of time.
Oh, but, okay. So you mail it on Monday. They would get it by Wednesday, and you'd get yours again by Friday. See, like, Netflix would be like way shorter for me. It would be like, I would send shit on a Monday and get it on a Wednesday, you know? Like, well, 2 days.
See, there's got to be some way that when the post office scans it, they know then.
Yeah, because like, Netflix definitely had that because like, they would say, oh, received, but it's really on its way. Whereas Blockbuster, I guess they have to actually physically have it.
Well, the main reason I even signed up with Blockbuster in the first place was because I had the plan way back in the day. It was $20 a month. I got 3 Blu-rays out at a time, and I got unlimited in-store exchanges.
Yeah.
So I would start out with 3 that they mailed me. When I was done with those, I'd take them to the store. I'd exchange them for 3 more. They'd mail me 3 more, and I'd just take the ones back to the store. So it was constantly having movies.
When the store was open.
But then the store closed, and I'm like, well, it's still cheaper because I don't have to pay extra for Blu-rays.
Yeah.
So I'll stick with it. You know, it's not like I'm going to watch a movie every single day. So the little mail wait I can handle. But then it's like, fuck, like right now, I canceled it, but for the last 3 weeks, I've had 1 movie at home that I haven't watched yet because I've been busy. And I have the 3 out at a time plan, and I still only have the 1 movie at home they haven't sent anymore because everything in my queue is still unavailable.
That's fucking ridiculous. No, yeah, fuck them then.
Yeah, that's why I canceled it.
Good riddance. Good riddance, I'd say.
Fuck you, Blockbuster. I mean, Redbox is so cheap that there's no reason not to do it. The only issues with Redbox is that it's basically only new releases.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. So if you want to rent like an older movie, you can't. You have to torrent that shit or like pay like – or you got to actually buy it. You'd have to actually buy it from Amazon or something.
Yeah. The other thing about Redbox that sucks is that the 9 o'clock return time the next day is so fucking calculated.
Yeah, because usually people are kind of like winding down. They don't want to go out again at 9 o'clock, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you get it the first night. You might watch it the first night. Then you're like, okay, I have all day until 9 o'clock to take it back. Then you fucking forget about it. It's 8:45. You're like, oh, fuck this. Just charge me again.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not going to make it. I'll pay another dollar or whatever. If you're at 5 o'clock, you'd get that shit in.
Yeah, or if it was midnight even, I'd get that shit in. For some reason, 9 o'clock seems like way more of a hassle than midnight.
Yeah, definitely. What they should do, what I thought they were going to do originally when they first started was I thought it was going to be 24 hours from when you rented it.
Yeah.
So if I go in at noon, I got to turn in by noon, you know? But no, it's like whenever you rent it, it's like, oh, 9 o'clock. So it's like, why the fuck don't I just go into 9 a.m. then? We'll get an extra 12 hours.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? Like, even today, like, I returned a game or whatever, and I was going to use another of my free codes and get the game again. I was like, why don't I just go in tomorrow morning and get it so we get 12 extra hours?
Yeah, that makes sense, because then you get it from 9 in the morning all the way till 9 o'clock at night the next day.
Yeah, I'll just not play it tonight and, you know, fucking not run wild with Hulkamania for 12 hours.
There was something else I was going to say about Redbox, but I can't remember it now.
It's just
one of those calculated moves. Like Radio Shack on Black Friday, they've got it set up. And this is another calculated move you can see. They've got styluses for like touchscreens. They are two for $10, or you can buy one for $7.99. And that plays in the psychology of humans, because you got to think about it. You don't need two styluses. Some people might, but most people are not going to need two.
So $7.99 for one?
Right. So like, okay, they're two for $10. They're $5 each. I don't need two, so I'll just buy one. But wait, that's $8. Why am I going to pay $8 for one when they're $5 each if I buy this one? I'll just spend the $2 and get two of them. So you ended up spending $2 more than you needed to just for one that you're going to throw in a drawer and never use.
Yeah, because you don't fucking need the second stylus.
But
yeah,
because of the psychology of the math of it, you're going to fucking do it.
See, I would do that.
Yeah.
I would fall for that trick. I'm like, well, like.
Yeah, because it's the value statement. You're like, I can get two, and they're only $5 each when I buy them that way. Why am I going to buy one for $8? It's only $2 more.
I hate that shit. I do.
So
that.
Essentially, you bought. Sorry, I keep interrupting.
No, it's good.
But essentially, you just bought one for $10 instead of one for $8.
Dude, this happened to me yesterday, actually. I went to Little Caesars, right? And like, wait, this coupon, it's like $10. You get like a $5, you know, hot and ready pizza. You get crazy bread with the crazy sauce, and you get a 2-liter.
Okay.
$10. And on the way there, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't know if that adds up. All right, the pizza's $5.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure the crazy bread is only about
$2.50, I think.
I think it's like a dollar or so for the crazy bread by itself, but the sauce is a dollar or something.
No, it's $2.50, I think.
Yeah, because I was just guesstimating on the way there. I didn't know for sure. I was like, I think it's about $2, maybe more. And then the soda is what, like maybe $2-3?
At the store, it's about an actual dollar.
Yeah, if you go to like just Vaughn's and get, you know, get a fucking 2-liter for like a dollar. But from Little Caesars, it's like $2-3. So I think, wait a minute. So if we go there and buy everything for its normal price separately, wouldn't that be about the same price or cheaper as this fucking coupon I have in my hand right here?
Because it's not an actual coupon. It's just it's a value statement. It's saying if you bring us this piece of paper, we're going to give you all this stuff for $10, but they don't have to actually put any risk out because that's normal price.
Which is weird because they actually wanted the coupon too. And I looked at the menu and it turns out, like you're saying, it actually is $2.50 for the crazy bread and sauce or whatever. And the drink is like $2.89 or something.
So you save like 30 cents.
30 to 50, yeah. Because after tax, it's about 50 cents you save with the coupon.
Which is not even 10%.
Yeah, which is not even 10%. And like you're saying, you just go to the fucking store. Vaughn's is right across from there. I can go to Vaughn's, pay a dollar for a 2-liter and get the other shit, and it'd be cheaper than doing the coupon anyways.
Or it could be a situation, because I know a lot of people that don't use the crazy sauce, they just like the crazy bread.
Yeah.
You could buy that all separately, not spend the extra fucking 50 cents.
I use the shit out of that sauce, though. I did this time.
I do sometimes. All it is fucking pizza sauce.
Yeah, but still. But overall, yeah, it was kind of a ripoff. I'm like, never again. I'm gonna use the fucking Little Caesars coupons. You know their deep dish pizza? It's only $8 at certain times.
It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, but what the fuck though?
What do you mean at certain times?
At certain times, it turns out it's not always $8.
When is it not $8?
I don't remember. But like, it's sort of a between certain hours, it's $8. I think they just started this. I looked one day when I was in the store, and it was like, it's like $12 normally.
Well, fuck you.
Something crazy like that. I'm like, are you fucking, you're charging $12 for that?
You're going to charge me 50% more.
Yeah, it's like $12 for that pizza, which is probably smaller than a regular one, right?
It's delicious.
Yeah, but
the deep dish is the only pizza I'll get there.
Why would you have specific hours for like a pizza, though? Like, other shit I get. Like, you know, breakfast items, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But for a pizza you already have?
It's already going to be hot.
It's already going to be hot. It's like, oh, no, I'm going to charge you $4 extra because it's not this certain fucking Disney deep dish time.
Just because fuck you. That's
you're
why.
You're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. Fucking.
What do we have time for? We're already at 35 minutes.
That's a good time. We're already talking about food. We can go into Burger King.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
When? Okay, I know when, because Burger King, which I don't know if you know this or not, but Burger King, the corporation, was bought by a conglomerate of Brazilian millionaires a couple years ago. Brazilianaires?
Okay.
a couple years ago, and they've changed a lot since then. Like, Burger King used to be a solid American company.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Now they just like to rip people off.
It's, I've slowly started to notice that over time. It's like they used to have their own menu, you know, like their own,
they had their own brand.
Signature items. Where it's like, oh, that's definitely a Burger King, you know, it's a Whopper.
They
whatever.
Had
that's
the,
like a,
you know, they had the Whoppers for the burgers. They had the BK Broiler for the fish sandwich, which was fucking delicious back then.
And like the long, like original chicken sandwich.
The chicken,
you know,
yeah, and then they had the chicken tenders, which had chicken their own tenders. Very distinct flavor.
And they even came out with the chicken fries.
Yeah.
Which they still didn't really nail that concept completely for me. I always thought when they first announced it, chicken fries would be a substitute for regular fries.
Yeah, we've already talked about this on the podcast.
Well, I'm still mad about it.
But I know, I get that. But, I mean, the chicken tenders was one of their huge signature dishes because it had, like, this certain spice to it, you know?
And you couldn't get it anywhere else. Yeah.
Right? But they were their own brand. And somehow, over the years, they've completely devolved from that. They started trying to go after the healthier items, which I get. You know, they had more salads. They had smoothies.
Which is fine. You know, whatever.
Parfaits. Whatever. Do what you got to do as fast food. But now they're just trying to be fucking McDonald's.
Yeah, because, like, I don't know when. I forget when they did this. But, like, they completely got rid of their chicken tenders. And now they're just chicken nuggets.
They are literally carbon copies of McDonald's McNuggets.
But not as good.
Not, I like them for certain aspects. I like that they're crispier, and I like the sauce choices better at Burger King, but they don't taste the nuggets themselves don't taste as good as McDonald's.
That's the thing. Yeah, it's like you can definitely taste like the similarities, and it tastes like McDonald's, but it's not as good because, you know, like, it's clearly a knockoff, and you know that.
Not only that, here's the list of things that I've noticed that they've taken from McDonald's. So they have the chicken nuggets. They got their own rib sandwich, like the McRib. I mean, it's not exactly like the McRib, but they never had a rib sandwich before.
Yeah.
So they got that.
And their rib sandwich is available all the time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Available very shittily all the time, because I had it that one time over here, and it was fucking terrible. What else? So there's the McNuggets, the rib sandwich. Oh, the breakfast sandwiches. They completely fucking jacked the McMuffin and just called it an English muffin breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, of all things, they have a fucking Big Mac.
I heard that, because I read a story about this. I guess they tried to do this years before.
In, like, 97.
But it was, like, in limited markets, didn't really pan out. But now they're trying to bring it back and, like, do it permanently.
And it didn't have the bread in the middle before either.
Yeah, it was just called a Big King, but it wasn't quite a Big Mac. But this one is definitely a Big Mac.
It's definitely a Big Mac. It's literally everything. The same thing, except it has leaf lettuce instead of shredded lettuce.
Yeah, the bun in the middle, all the secret sauce, all that shit. It's called a Big King.
Why the fuck are you a company if you're just going to copy McDonald's?
Here's the fuck of it, though. It's like, I think, 20 cents cheaper and like 40 calories
lower.
Yeah,
40 calories less.
Yeah, 40 less calories, like 20 cents cheaper than a Big Mac.
Here's my point, though. Fucked up. I understand being calorie conscious and shit, but if you're ordering a Big Mac, you're not giving a fuck about 40 calories.
Yeah, what is 40 calories really? That's like a drop in the bucket when you're eating a Big Mac, which is probably like 1,000 calories.
No, it's like 580 or so.
That sounds right, actually.
But that's what I mean. The 40 you're going to eat 40 calories with a ketchup with your fries, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck you, Burger King.
Ketchup counts.
I'm not going there anymore. The only reason I'll go there is for their delicious tacos.
I'm going there for the tacos. And it's like, sometimes I just don't want McDonald's. I'm like, I'd rather get fucking bootleg McDonald's, you know, at Burger King, but get tacos with it. Because, like, if Burger King didn't have the tacos, I probably would never go there again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, the whole thing where it's like, okay, I can get fake McNuggets with tacos and only make one stop. That's a selling point.
That's a winner. Yeah, it is. It definitely is. But I have no respect for them anymore.
Yeah, I used to be like one of my favorite places too, but I'm kind of afraid they're not going to stop with the carbon copying. I feel like one day they're going to copy like Jack in the Box tacos, get rid of their ones they have now.
I'll punch them in their face.
And it's just going to be ruined forever.
I'll burn that motherfucker to the ground.
I'd be okay with that.
It'll be the burger. I can't think of anything.
That land is going to be charbroiled.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Their land's going to be well done. If you burn it.
To the ground.
To the ground. They got rid of the mascots, too. That's the worst thing they did. Remember Kid Vid and the rest of them?
I love the actual king. The creepy-ass king.
That, too. Because they used to have the BK kids, and they moved on to the king. And the king was awesome. He was like the creepiest mascot ever, but on purpose. Yeah. So it was funny.
I forgot all about BK kids and how much I love that shit.
They were cool, yeah. But
is that what it was? Are we just talking about our childhood right now in the form of restaurants? We're like, yeah, we used to love Burger King. Is it just because we were kids?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's the idea. The idea is those mascots are supposed to appeal to kids. So it's like, hey, look, it's your friend Ronald.
Well, yeah, no, I don't mean that. I know that's for kids. But, like, did we just used to like it so much more because we were kids?
Oh, yeah.
Because think about it. They had the crowns you wouldn't put on. You fucking love that shit.
No, people still have I have fucking Burger King crowns right there in my house. I still have the crowns.
It just seems like it used to be such a different restaurant.
Do they still even give out crowns anymore?
I have no idea.
Now that I know it's like...
I don't remember the last time I've ever even been inside a Burger King.
Fuck. I remember one of the last times I went there. They kind of fucked me over.
Sounds about right.
Hey, I tried to get like a shake, like a vanilla shake or something. Like they fucked it. It was some kind of a Oreo shake or something. But they fucked it up and like mixed up too much vanilla flavoring and it was a mess. They didn't know what they were doing.
Well, on that note, I guess we're about done here, guys. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah.
Well said. That was very well said.
I was trying to pause dramatically as if, you know, I was going to say, yeah, but next time. When we come back on the next episode, I'm going to say something really great.
It's probably not going to be that great, though.
That's going to be great because I have, like, you know, I have time to think about it. So this is the cliffhanger.
Well, guys, watch At Midnight. Don't eat a Burger King. I don't even remember what the fuck else we talked about. So
don't let people call you a nerd when you're dressed up in very nerdy costumes.
And rent your movies from Redbox, but at 9 in the morning.
That's your only choice is Redbox or, you know, Netflix streaming.
Or Netflix DVD in the mail.
There's got to be people that do that.
Tons of people still do that.
Basically, if it's not on instant streaming, you're not watching it, though.
Yeah, it's just sitting around.
Yeah, it's like...
I've had White House Down, or no, Olympus Is Falling for like 3 months.
On disc?
On disc.
That's on Instant now.
God damn it.
It just got added like this week.
See, this shit keeps happening to me. Like
yeah, off the disc, and it's like,
yeah,
oh, it's
I'll get the
now.
Disc, yeah, and I'll, yeah. Like, I'll put it off because I don't have time to watch it. Next thing I know, it's on goddamn HBO, and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with my life?
There's all kinds of shit that's on Netflix. Just got added, like Sharknado's on there now.
Fuck Sharknado. I really hate that movie.
It's not good, but it's good. It's good, but not good.
It's terrible, but campy.
It's stupid on purpose.
Yeah. Netflix has really been stepping up their streaming game, though.
Oh, it's been getting good. Like, especially with that new announcement they announced today with the whole Marvel.
I'm not into that. I don't like. It's exact. I had the exact thought you said before you said it. Like, I saw everything about Marvel. I'm like, oh, that would sound awesome if I hadn't seen Agents. I can't speak words.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Asians of S.H.I.E.L.D. Could you imagine that spinoff, Asians of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Well, I tried to make a joke about that, but Leah didn't get it. She doesn't want to watch the show. Like, I watch S.H.I.E.L.D. Leah doesn't watch it. So I said, hey, you know the chick that pilots the S.H.I.E.L.D.? Like, they call it a bus, but it's like the plane, and she does all the fucking the fighting and stuff.
Is that like Melinda May?
I forget what her name is. I forget what her name is, but it's the Asian.
Wong Chan Sing Song?
It's the Asian S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, though. So I said, yeah, so she's an Asian of S.H.I.E.L.D., huh? And she's like, what? You know, because she's Asian? Oh, you've only seen one episode, huh? That's right. Oh, never mind. I'm sorry.
Anyway, yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D. fucking sucks. Bye.
Bye.